Welcome to Extreme Faith.
Hello, Dr. Gerard Curran. Thank you for joining us today. So yesterday we were talking about rejoicing the end of faith. Dr. Gerard, faith has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. We just see the manifestation, which is the end of faith. And we start with kind of receive the end of faith, even salvation of souls. Then we're about to learn it in a message conversation. So let's pick up where we left off and see.
This one. You saw him. You love him. She thought you see him. You trust him. This one can see him. One of you know God in the Bible. You love him. So on so forth. For me, I wrote the six books. Monday night, teaching apologies to Mark. You make an announcement. You make an six books. That teaching apologies. You still have so good stuff. You make an announcement. Monday night, tomorrow night, I am doing a Bible school in a Bible college in the night school of tomorrow. And in a school, I've been in the on US 1, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And I'm teaching on paramedics. I said something that we all need to learn. You need to understand. And it's actually the beginning of faith and how to and what to. This is a stuff I see in the world right now. It's being a lot of you need to, even to Christian. It's actually the Bible says in the times, if you're a Christian, even the English is a deceit. World right now. It's being so, and we need to get there's a onslaught against Christianity. I don't know if you're aware of that. There is a major attack on Christianity today. There's a, I can pray to my soul in Christian anyone. In school, if I say Jesus' name, there is a, I'm in trouble. Attack on it. I'm just speaking of facts about the world, right? So it's bringing confusion to the trouble to students, especially young ones. I'm speaking, and they grow up. I haven't been raised already. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, my child in the should know when he's old, he will not get bigger from it. I haven't was it 26:21? And he said, train him up Proverbs 22:6, when he's old, my child depart from it, so he'll come back to you. There are so many things who weren't trained in school. Now they're going to college, to university, and hearing some stuff that is unbearable and diametrically opposed to the word of God. And now but anyway, moving forward, if some people come back, he says, the one thing is so joy. Anyway, if it's moving forward, because they have been able to leave for it. If you want to press God, look like leave for someone who believes God. Like someone who believes God. Well, if you believe, press God. He wants you to believe him. He wants you to believe that if God, listen, Mark 11:6. We all need faith, right? We all need faith. We've got faith. He wants you to believe. Ephesians 2:8. Listen, about grace, we have faith. And that's not of yourselves. We all need of God. Galatians 2:20. If he's been crucified together with Christ, nevertheless, I love you. I love the Christ that's on me. Life, I love the flesh. It's about faith. The faith, the fact that the Son of God loved me, but he died for me, or gave it to me, right? Philippians 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to me. You say, God, not Philippians 6 is, God is, yes, it's impossible to me. Of men that negligently seek him. He said, God, a God is in you. I'm not letting people think it's so strange. Would you just do it? God, well, I can be there because I love God, but he said that I'm being attached to it. Hey, if God wants to bless me, I'm not going to stop him. I'm certainly not. I'm not going to stop pointing at me, God. I've got too much. No, bring it on. Bring it on. I'm going to say what you say. And somebody give you, don't give them 50 bucks. Yes, no, I can't take it. If you don't have a blessing, I'll take your blacks. I'm not joking. Kevin, my covenant is out there. People say, don't you go more than enough. God didn't say that. God didn't say that. He might have the richest men in the world. He may have more bread than a bit. If God didn't knew anything about pocket change. He might think for Solomon to become richest man in the planet. Think about it. He's not a beast to keep things. He's just a lot of things having you. Think. Oh, come on. I'm not a hallelujah. I mean, your faith has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an ending. And faith fight, listen to me. You have to tell the devil how it's going to turn out. Because while you're waiting, even family members, oh, you have to go to work. Even your closest people, oh, they're all muscle. But people say, yes, gosh, we got it. If I see you to the meeting next week, you should say, oh, I don't know, but I'm going with you. Come on, you got to have that attitude. Yes. If you got to just sit, take the chance, make the case. All the blessings come. You got to have God said, all promised. If you may. All right. So you can all the blessings. The devil. Think about it as the day you go. He must cry out. And Goliath said, yes, we'll see that happen, dude. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do that to you, but he said to David. God said, you're a silly shot. You're an unlucky giant who was a wizard here from his youth. Full of weaponry, you can't. God saw there with this little unlucky giant, and he saw the river, he takes five little shots, he puts one there. No. Let me tell you how this is going to work. I can tell you how this is going to stop. I'm not a king. I'm going to feed you, put you on a sit. No. I'm going to tell you with your father was a king. So I don't have one. I'm going to do this. You're not defining. I'm going to get the armies of the thing gone. You're going to know who you have on to. You're going to know that God is your father. And let me tell you, the father of giving the destiny, I will do anything to protect them. I will do anything to bless them. You think God, our Father, who lives a certain, couldn't do anything to help you? I said, this is how God does big, and that's exactly what God means. So now when you said, well, I'm starting our business, I'm going to get victim, I'm going to get treated, and oh, come on, that was so troubled, you fell miserably, you said, well, the money is in our business, don't speak to me. Come on, that was so troubled, the people are miserably, don't they, and listen. Sometimes they mean well. Sometimes they mean well. You understand? But they must have the same little as you in your difficult walk. Sometimes, you understand? Listen, I have friends who used to love having a rather everything, and then I got saved and they didn't. And then I wanted to go to the night, they didn't. And then I started to go to the and all this fucking time I had nothing to pretend with them anymore. And I didn't want to be with them anymore. I mean, we all were just talking about God. And then I had all they wanted to do was with them, girls, and my mother did a song. And the girls. Amen. Really? So you all grow up people or something and hang around with. And hopefully you can get to a bit come up to you. Can you say that? You. So now on hang out for something, you believe and for something, you know they come out of the woodwork. They say, come out of everywhere. And they say, why can't be dangerous? In this way, we should keep our faith. We listen to the naysayers. We listen to our own solutions. We our own experiences, rather than the word of God, where we should not understand the word of God. We listen to the verse 6. Actually, 6 of 1 Peter 1, verse 6 is this what it says. In this you greatly rejoice, though not for a little while, and neither you have been grieved by various trials. Those are the trials that come. When you don't see the healing immediately, the money is not there immediately. When the principal said your child's got this problem, come on, that's the attack of the devil. Trying to take you off your focus on what you believe in God for. And he'll use any means available at his disposal to get your focus off the truth and onto the lie. Amen. Verse 7. He says, now watch here. You have been grieved by various trials. 7. That the genuineness of your faith, the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Even if you go through tribulations and trials, all kinds of people and things, tactics, the naysayers and stuff coming against you, you will say, no way, I'm staying faithful to this call, I'm praising God, I'm thanking God, I've got the joy, I've got the joy. Everyone say, I've got joy. I'm praying. Verse 8, whom having not seen, you love, though you do not see him, yet believing, rejoice with joy inexpressible, or unspeakable, and full of glory. Listen, I've got joy unspeakable because I'm a child of God. I believe the word of God. I've done what it's told me. I'm trying my best. Listen, we all make mistakes. We all fall. Every one of us, me included, you included. Amen? But God forgives. God picks up and God moves on. He doesn't have a black book there with all the wrongs you've done. Gonna get you, gonna get you. That's the God I used to serve. That's the devil. God is a forgiving, loving God. You repent. You make a mistake. You say, Father God, forgive me. I'm so sorry. Holy Spirit, help me not to do this again. And you might have to do it for the rest of the year. But you keep getting closer to doing it less. And God will help you. Can you say amen? And so he says, you rejoice with joy and it's inexpressible or it's unspeakable and full of glory. So in other words, I demonstrate this supernatural joy. I demonstrate my faith by having faith. I'll see the healing. Praise God. Joy. There should be smiles on their faces. People walking in, I believe they were baptized with lemon juice. Joy. And we're children of God. I went to the Lord. He went to save my life. And I walked in. And you ask him, how do you do? We should be rejoiced to. What God did for me, I need to thank him. I need to thank him and rejoice for what he's done in my life. My Lord. We rejoice more for a game of ball that my team wins than for the fact that God, that he crossed the line. He went up that line. He got it down for salvation. No one else had got down. You might have a couple of points. The points ain't getting into heaven. Jesus is getting into heaven. And we rejoice for our team wins. We rejoice for our team winning. When it comes to the things of God, what is that all about? So, joy. What, if you've been baptized in lemon juice, we're giving you sugar right now. Sugar right now. Let's make lemonade. Come on,
joy. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Fort St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Church Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Miami County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane, by certified technicians, serves all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial